Pastor Errol Beckford and Pastor Diane Robinson, who is not here this morning, but she'll join me sometime this week. Trust me, she will. Yeah, but I am going solo, so you guys got to just deal with me now. I'm going solo. Yesterday, we have an awesome time on there. Monday, we had an awesome time. I have an awesome time with you talking about the word of faith. So we are like we say every morning we come on this radio program. We say this is what? The day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Are you glad to be alive today? Well, I am glad to be alive today. I have another day. God gave me and give you another day to make it count. And we are going to make our day count. And the only way we can make our day count is by living by the word. By living by the word. Oh, Hebrews chapter 11, where we were. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see what? Death, and was not found because God has translated him. For before his translation, he had this testimony. He had this testimony that he pleased God. Oh, we want a testimony. We want to have that testimony. Don't you want to have that testimony in your life that you please God? Jesus pleases God. At Jordan, the heaven opened, and the voice from heaven says, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." So my desire is to please God. Your desire is to please God. So verse 6 tells us how we can please God. It says, "But without faith, it is what? Impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, God, that he exists, and that he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him." So you and I can't please God unless we are operating through faith, or we are operating in faith. That's the way to please God. Everything about God is by faith, through faith. So we have to be in faith. And the only way we can be in faith and operate by faith is through the Word of God. It's through the Word of God. The Word contains God. The Word contains God. He is the fullness of the word. So it's because John, yesterday I told you, John 1 says, "In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God." Yeah? So the word is God. And God is the word. And Hebrews chapter 11 says, in verse 3 says, "By this we know that the world was framed," how? "By the word of God. That the things that we now see were not made from visible things, but they came into being from the invisible." Okay? So we understood this. Genesis chapter 1 tells us that the things that we see, when light comes from that which wasn't there. The Bible says, and God says, "Let there be light." And there was light. So yesterday, I was on the teaching by letting us know that light exists with God. So light exists in the invisible with God. God is in the invisible realm. And all things exist with him. Hallelujah. So let's think about it. whatever going to be materialized, we can create anything. Everything that is here exists before it gets here. It is with God. The fullness of all things. God is the fullness of all things. That's why the Bible says we must first seek God. Wisdom comes from God. Knowledge comes from God. Understanding comes from God. So if we want to operate in wisdom, if we want to operate in knowledge, if we want to operate in understanding, the source is God. So all we got to do is to tap into the source. He is the source of all things. So let's continue with faith. In order for us to see the invisible become visible, we have to operate in faith. So faith is believing. Faith is believing 100%. Faith is believing 100% that what the Word of God says is exactly that. How do I use my faith? I believe the Word. The Word says that through His stripes I'm healed. So when I'm sick, I speak healing based upon what God's Word says. Because God cannot lie. He just can't lie. If He says you are healed, then that's it. So I line myself up with that Word. And I come in agreement with that Word. And then my healing will manifest. How my healing will take different forms for different people. Your healing will take a different form. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to come through some supernatural means. But what's going to happen, you will be healed in the name of Jesus based upon the Word of God. God says you are healed, therefore you are healed. God says that you are the head, therefore you are the head. Whatever God says, you are it when you believe it. You got to believe it. You got to act on it. I believe the Word of God. I believe what it says. I'm going to do what it says. According to Deuteronomy chapter 28, it says, if I diligently hearken unto the voice of the Lord, my God, to do that which is written, I observe it and I do it, then the Lord God will set me high above all nation of the earth, and all the blessings of God will run me down and overtake me, and I'll be blessed in the city where I live. I'll be blessed in the fields where I work. I'll be blessed going out, and I'll be blessed coming in. Why? If I obey the Word. So I found out that all things exist in the Word of God, through the Word of God. So all I have to do is to obey the Word of God. And to obey the Word of God is to do it. Can I say that to you again this morning? To obey the Word of God is to do it. I only obey the Word when I'm doing it. To disobey the Word of God is not to do what it says. Can I have somebody there? When I am doing what the Word says, I am in compliance to the Word. I'm obeying the Word. I obey it when I do it. When you do it, you obey it. Therefore, you have to understand and know the Word of God. David says that your Word, O Lord, is a lamp and a light unto my path. So wherever I go, David says, your Word is directing me, is guiding my step. Can we do that this morning and this Tuesday morning? Can we allow the Word of God to direct our our activity today? Can we search the scripture today and find a relevant word for our life and go by it? David cries out. He says, the Lord is my light. God is my light. God is my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they will stumble and they will fall. The word of God is everything. But I have to understand that I cannot run my life by myself. I have to understand that the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me. How does he lead me? He leads me by his word. That's how he leads me. Sometimes we think, okay, the Lord is my shepherd. He leads me. He's going to be down here, and he's going to be pulling us by the hands, and he's going to be, I don't want to go here, and he's pulling me by the hands to go here. That's leading me. Now, God give us his word. That's it. That's it. God give us his word. He who comes to God must first believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of to them that diligently seek him. How? That diligently seek out his word. He reward those that seek his word out. He reward you and I when we spend time in the word of God. One thing the devil doesn't want you to do, and he doesn't want me to do, is to spend time in the word of God. If he can keep me busy, keep you busy, and let us not read the word, let us not study, like Paul says to Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto who? God. A workman, that means you work in the scripture, you got to work it. Need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. That's what it is. So the devil is going to keep you and I busy, give us all kind of stuff, put in our way to do, so that we don't have no time in the word. And when we don't have spent time studying the word and meditating it, it's this book of law. God talked to Joshua in Joshua chapter 1. He said, Joshua, be strong and be courageous. As I was with Moses, watch this now, I will what? Be with you. And how? He tells him, this book of law shall not what? Depart from your mouth. This sounds like preaching now, shouting. He says, how I was with Moses, this book of law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall what? Meditate on it day and night. And then you will make your way prosperous. And then you will have good success. On this Tuesday morning, the word of God should not depart from your mouth. Let it be a part of your life. Let your day count by doing the word. I will see you tomorrow, Wednesday, which we will go to make our day count. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
Hey, this is Mark Ballmer from Lessons for Living. We hope that you're enjoying the radio program. This is a great radio station, 91.5. We pray that God will help you do life right.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Morning Breath, the drive time devotion, sure to jumpstart your day. Today, we're going to get into chapter 4, Zechariah. Don't run. Don't run. Zechariah's got some good things to say today. And he's got some grace for your life this morning. He's got some grace for your life today. He's going to help you out. So we're going to get into that in a minute. That's what we do. We read a chapter of the Bible, spend some time in the Word, studying, talking to Jesus, asking him to help us, speak to us, speak to our personal lives, and then some of that translates onto the radio when God's talking to all of us about what's going on in our lives. And so we study it, then we come down to the studio we have here on the Merritt Island campus of East Coast Christian Center. We read the chapter together on the air, and then we talk about whatever and where.